A very good evening to you, Zimbabwe. This is Kips Dube in Maryland, and this is Live Talk on August 31st, 2020.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington this Monday, August the 31st, 2020, where we are still reporting that there is an escalation in the number of deaths from COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. Right now, we have 196 deaths, and also we have 6,412 cases in Zimbabwe, but the good news is there are 5,061 recoveries in Zimbabwe from COVID-19.
Now, when we look at international figures, we know that according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 25 million people that have contracted COVID-19, and out of these people, about 846,000 have actually died. And Johns Hopkins University also reports that in USA, there are almost 6 million people who have contracted COVID-19, and at least 183,068 people have died. Yes, Rwanda balingalinjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo lo ngikubisubeke uhlelo lo live talk. So ke lamhlanje sixoxa ngunengi okunye kwangkhona sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19. Siyabona ukuthi COVID-19 sibihlabile emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Nxa sikhuluma ke kule Zimbabwe uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luyabika lapha ukuthi kulabantu abedlula 6,000 asebebanjwe COVID-19. Kuze ukuthi phakathi kwenani leli kulabayi 5,061 asebesilile. Kuze ukuthi abayi 196 asebabhubha. IJohns Hopkins University yabika njalo ukuthi kulabantu abedlula 25 million asebebanjwe COVID-19. Phakathi kwenani leli kule 846,877 asebabhubha. Isibhedlela lesiyabika njalo ukuthi kwele Melika sokulabantu abafika phose 6 million asebebanjwe COVID-19. Kuthi ke phakathi kwenani leli sokule 183,068 asebebhubhile. Sakhuluma ngokunye njalo okutshiyeneyo, so we'll be focusing on other issues, including some remarks by Herman Mashaba, who is a former Democratic Alliance leader or mayor of Johannesburg. We actually say that there's need for the ANC government to actually seize assets and money and all those things belonging to ZANU-PF officials so that the situation in Zimbabwe can be normalized. So that's one of the things. And the other issue is concerning some British bishops who are actually backing up the Catholic bishops in Zimbabwe, who have actually said there is a crisis in the Southern African nation. Marvelous.
Aiwa kunewa wachango vopinda kumichirongwa tino kuchinga miza inasi tichange tukutarisa nyaya yedambutiku rechirwele che COVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iyo ya tekechira pasi rose. Parizhi no munyika ya Zimbabwe pane vanhu 6,412 vabatwa nechirwere che COVID-19 uyezve pane vanhu 196 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Asi pane zvakare nawo vairi kubuda yekuti pane vanhu vakabatwa ne COVID-19 vakawanikwa vachikunda chirwere ichi vanosvika ivo 5,061. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano. Uyezve tichikurukura panyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Tinotarisa kuti pane nyaya iri kubva muSouth Africa iri kuti iyo vaye vanotsigira ZANU-PF kana kuti makurukota ezanu-PF anofanirwa kunge achibatirwa zvimwanikwa zvavo kuti vasapinde muSouth Africa. Kana vane zviwanikwa zviri muSouth Africa zvowanikwa zvichibatwa ikoko. Uyezve tichitarisa nyaya yekuti pane nyaya yakawanda iri kuitika munyika panyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Hurumende iri kuti hapana kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa munyika, asi mapato anopikisa achiti aiwa pane kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa munyika parizvino. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano. Asi nyaya huru inyaya yeCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iyo yatekeshera pasi rose parizvino. Saka tichange tiri kukurukura tichingoonesana nenyanzi zvedu dzedu kuti zviri kufamba sei parizvino, Gibbs.
Yes, we are trying to get hold of some of our guests, and one of the guests is Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. I guess maybe he's now ready to take our call. So let me try to call him so that we can discuss this issue with him and other guests. So now, as it is right now, there were supposed to be some protests today at the Musina and Bybridge border post. with some people calling for the shutdown or total shutdown of the borders until the government of Zimbabwe transforms in terms of its political and economic situation. So some people were calling for that. Yes, Rwanda was the one who is civilly about to abandon by Fisukuti. Kulung is a woman who is a woman Zimbabwe. Was it Kulung is a woman? So, Siabona, right now we are joined by one of our guests, and that is Mr. Regis Vusango. He's a ZANU-PF activist. Mr. Vusango, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir, but I'm not a ZANU-PF activist. I'm a ZANU-PF chairman for North America.
Yes, thanks for the clarification. So, he's quite a big guy. So, let's call him exactly that. So, Mr. Vusango, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brother Gibbs.
Yes, so we see that there are several issues here that we're discussing. One of those issues is what Mr. Herman Mashaba said, you know, at the weekend. He noted that there is a political crisis in Zimbabwe, and so now there is need for the South African government to actually seize some assets of senior ZANU-PF officials. What's your reaction to that, Mr. Vusango?
Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is that there won't be no assets that are going to be seized by any South African government. As I reiterated from the past, that the ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party, ANC is a revolutionary party. Most of the political parties in Africa, they say, actually, SADC is even the worst. They are very related. They are always working in court. So you would not find any SADC or African government seizing or freezing any assets for any African country. That is a dream that is not going to come true. Those, I think whatever he said, he wishes, but I wish he wishes were horses. That's not going to happen.
Saka munoti pachevanhu muchitaura neshona kuti zvine zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi yekuti pane zviwanikwa kana kuti maassets evanhu veZANU-PF ari kunziwo nevamwe vari muSouth Africa awanikwe vachibatwa.
Yes, ndinotenda Sister Marvelous. Zvandataura ndichitaura hangu nechirungu ndakuita nechikaranga ndichiti muSADC kana kuti muAfrica magovernment mazhinji ari muAfrica marevolutionary parties ndovakapa independence kunyika dzese dziri muAfrica and vanoshanda vese semabrothers and sisters. Handi munoziva National anthem yedu yakudhara yekuAfrica yekuti ishe komborerai Africa. Iyaya ndiyo inounite maAfricans. Yes, when it comes to Africa, vanhu vese vemuAfrica mapresident vanounite for one cause. Saka nyaya yavava yavamashavo yekuti vanoda kuti maassets afriziwe, aiwa uko kungorota hako zviroto zvagara zviroto toziva. Hakusi kutanga kuhwa munhu achirota, even though ari munhu ane position mugovernment or mupolitical party. Saka zvakadaro hasi kuzoitika but chishimiro chavo havo munhu nomunhu ane chishimiro chake but izvo chishimiro chisingakwanisi kuzochidi chiitike.
Thank you very much. And now we are joined by Miss Vivian Nomalanga Pepe and Mr. Josphat Muzaka Ngulube. He is in hiding as we speak right now. So, Mr. we'll start with you, Mr. Ngulube. So, looking at the situation in Zimbabwe right now, we know that there are some activists like you who are actually on the run. Tell us a bit about what is going on with you right now.
Abantu abakubonileyo labakubalileyo ikhona lokhu ukuthi siyagijinyiswa isitha esiZANU-PF ngoba singafuni ukuthi abantu bakhulumele amalungelo abantu bebonisane labo ukuthi kwenziwe njengoba ilizwe selimemazo izinto zingasahambi so izinto umnotho welizwe awusamanga kuhle. Nanzela ukuthi uqasana la ama-demonstrations thina abanye ama-activist ku-politics akaze ukwatulela izindlu. Mhlaka 28 bavekwatula kuomthulisana nancube bavuka bekwatula kimhlaka 29 bekwatula kodwa ngase ngina vele sengiyithengile sengasuka endlini ngoba sembone bekwatula kuomthulisana nancube ekukwatuleni kwendlu lapha ngacaa ukuthi hayi kumbe yinto yama-demonstrations la buya ukuthi maybe kabafuni ukuthi abantu babhikishe batshengiselele ukuthi kabasuthiseki ngento ezenziwa nguhulumente. Nanzi ukuthi ngithe sengiqashile khonapho ngasembona ukuthi abantu badojwa abantu ngafonela amapolisa ngibuza ukuthi ngile cala yini lo yena odayi ekhangela amacala ethu Is being attacked. We are attacked by our dark forces, our terrorists. So,
Yes, so what Mr. Ngulube is saying is that he's in hiding because the ZANU-PF government is looking for him. He's a political activist, and he says he will always fight for the people of Zimbabwe, but he says now he fears for his life. Now, coming to that issue, Baba Ngulube, Herman Mashaba, just briefly.
It's a good idea that Herman Mashaba is saying, but we check on the personality of who Herman Mashaba. He's not a strong character that can push that thing. He doesn't have even influence. We just see what is just someone who is got is our grips politically. But we just hope if someone from an influential position or an influential personality can take over the idea, if he influence, but only a single artist in Zimbabwe, scan also our solutions to others in South Africa. In the Bushunga Kuru, it would still want to Zimbabwe, yes, Nyaz, which is a Kuluman Jabulala. But into this school, like a school, is a Singapore Liguti, Silava Cheng, Savanenga Kulu. I want to buy it to my political parties on a lap. As Kangalan, a comradeship, put the same thing. The leaders raising Zimbabwe, Kulu, Izana, the Zifra. These guys have been fighting in different trenches, but they had one goal of removing the Smith regime. And they managed to do that. But the problem is, like, I want to buy it, you find we are fighting in parties. Even Lema Party, Ipato Mio. Abantu fighter, they always see competition. And my wood, Avant to Sevata, Babonuti, e politics in jail, it's a form of employment to Amaz Zimbabweans. They don't see what politics should unite people, bring a common cause to people. It should actually unlock a lot of problems. It's loud. But the problem is, the people who capitalize, they would Avant to Bala Bega Kulu. Sitting is on a buffoe to Eslavima Patin. Sitting is around a banya for Tiko Venga. We should know what in us it was tracking. With the MTC Buzano, I formed a group at the political talk podium, abandoning by the most influential people in Matibil and Divacona. Now, but it would be a group play I hope affiliated to any political party. When we come here, we are brothers and sisters or we are comrades. So it's the same thing, the mentality that we should have as people from Zimbabwe. Nasisilwa, the enemy. If you see Mzata doing something good, if Mzata is good in radicalism, let's appreciate him and tolerate him for that. If someone is good in singing, let's appreciate his songs and promote him in his songs because he has a revolution. Whether it's someone desire or is doing good in poetry, in active poetry, like in activism, let's support him and learn to appreciate. But the problem is like,
thank you, yes. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mzaka Ngulube. We also have Miss Vivian Nomalanga Pepe. Miss Pepe, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Miss Pepe is in Tel Aviv, in Israel. So how is Israel today?
It's very hot. It's summer here now, so it's very, very hot. Like, I'm in the house now with AC on because it's just too hot.
Now, the first question is on your take on the Hemen Mashaba remarks. You know, he's saying seize all the ZANU-PF assets so that the Zimbabwe crisis may be resolved. What's your take on that?
What I can say is, of course, what he's saying, I partly agree with it. But coming from him, as someone who once came out and called for foreigners to be chased away from South Africa, and a lot of people ended up getting hurt, I just don't know what to say, because he said it at the moment when he's launching his political party. So I can take it as somebody who's maybe campaigning. So I don't know if to say he's genuine or he's trying to garner votes, because he knows if he tells South Africans that Zimbabweans are our problem here in South Africa, they may vote for him because that's what they are waiting to listen now. Most South Africans, they just want to hear somebody who's blaming Zimbabweans because they don't know the root cause of our problems in Zimbabwe.
Yes, briefly, 10 seconds in Ndebele or 1 minute, right?
So in Kenya, I mean, I would see animals, Uti Yen, and Ukulumawake, Uti Ukulumelu, Uzuelana, Lavantuve, Zimbabwe. Umbe ukhuluma ngoba la unqengisa amavoti ebantwini beSouth Africa because uyazi ukuthi right now abantu beSouth Africa abaningi balindele nje ukuthi kuthiwe hayi ndiyabona iproblem le likhangelane layo ngoba iSouth Africa siyayibona layo kathesi iyaphansi. So abantu beSouth Africa into abayilindeleyo right now ngumuntu ozobuya athi hayi ama-problems enenziwa ngama-foreigners especially abantu baseZimbabwe. So I think in the end, we are using the Yogu Dalan and Gondo Zabantu Lai Uguti, but Velvetin now, Mtebesin Dindid. Sing Uguti U, Julius Malema, Ushale to Wongama Africans are equal to South Africa. You cannot say Umundwe, where Africa is foreign Alapayan. So, and I think in the end, we are Nayak and I tactic Uguti Angen and Ganja Lodaya, Telavan Uguti, Ama problems and Alepangaban Panga Pant, Avas Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Marvelous.
Vafu sango murukunzwa nyaya ye tolerance yanga iri kutaurwa na mukoma vanga vari apa kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vakwanise ivo kuyanana. Zvinokwanisika here izvi?
Mr. Vusango, are you there?
Yes, sorry, I didn't know that's my question. Aiwa. President va vedu comrade Idi Mnangagwa vanga vari ku Bulawayo last week. Vaka a very positive turnout with the communities from Matabeleland. I think there's a lot of partners from Matabeleland who vaka uya kuti vatigadzirise nyaya yeGukura Hounds. Saka mukoma vanga vachitaura nyaya yeGukura Hounds, you know that vati vari in hiding ava. Handiziva hangu kuti ivo vari muhiding. Why? Uye handifungi kuti munhu ari muhiding anofanira kunge achibuda pa Pama press conference, Nepa news, yeah, actually in hiding. I don't believe so. And I, you know, I'm not disputing Kuti, he has issues, but he kanamunari in hiding. He overhide up a news, actually hiding, actually promote out the government in this way, kana kuti, and from good is no bad track with Tiana and it's a Nika. So, President Edward Pasaraganaka Skuru, Barbara Gugat, Tanya, yakaneta for decades yekumatibeleland yekukura hundi and so far zvinhu zvese zviri in order. The first meeting was very positive. Saka I know kuti kune urongwa hwakawanda huri kutevera kuti tigadzirise nyika. Saka isu nyika ichagadziriswa seZANU-PF, nyika ichagadziriswa kuti vanhu vayanane, whether maactivist aripo or hapo. Hakuna nyika isina maactivist, Sister Marvelous. Kwese kuna maactivist. Kana ku America kuna maactivist. Nyika inofanira kunge ichienderera mberi, munhu anolidika achitungamirira nyika, whether maactivist aripo whether hapo. Saka kuti nyika yedu tiri kuinda going towards the positive direction right now. with the current president. He's doing his job, and let's give him time to do the dialogue. Nevano kumatebeleleni kuti munyika medu muited peace. We want to bury the story and the issues of Kukura Hundi. They've been hounding us for a long time, and we want the president to deal with this once and for all. Saka toda kutenda mutungamiri weZimbabwe nema initiations ari kuita kumatebeleleni nenyaya yeKukura Hundi plus also development why risk is coming up.
So can you put that in English? And I think one of our guests is moving around. So can you guys be in one place so that we don't have any kind of feedback? So now go ahead. Can you say that in English? Briefly?
You heard me in Shona, right?
Yes.
All right, in English, what I'm saying is, yes, in Zimbabwe, we are moving towards peace and stability like never before. The president, the comrade Idi Mnangagwa, was in Matabeleland last week. He met there with civil society and all other organizations who are within the discussion was all about the agenda. The theme was about Kukura Hundi, how we can resolve our issues that happened in the 1980s when a lot of people from Matabeleland lost their lives. So the president is working, and now we have got evidence that he is the president who is trying to get, you know, head on with the issue of Kukura Hundi. And I think we should thank the president for such an effort. The former president never wanted to entertain that issue. But Comrade Idi Mnangagwa is humbling himself, going to Matabeleland to meet with them. He did not even call them to Harare to say, come to the state house. He actually went to Matabeleland and humbled himself. So that kind of a president in Zimbabwe, we never had one like that before. Even the opposition. We don't have any opposition president who is very humble, like Idi Mnangagwa. He is showing as much effort as he can to bury the issue that is hounding our country for decades. So what I'm trying to say is not only that, he's also focusing on development in Matabeleland. There is Gwai and Changani Dam, which is almost complete in completion. And there will be lots of water for people in Matabeleland, which has been always an issue. For decades and decades since Zimbabwe acquired independence, actually even before the Smith regime. So now we see that this president is not only trying to work on peace, he's also working on development as well for Zimbabwe and also specifically for people in Matabeleland or with the development that are being done over there. So I think we should thank the president, we should applaud for the work that he's doing right now.
Thank you.
My brother who said he's in hiding, I wouldn't think that my brother is in hiding. Even though I don't dispute that he has issues that he's going through, but I don't think he's in hiding, because when you are in hiding, you wouldn't come on the press and on the news and, you know, and you are talking about, you know, how you wanted the government to be taken, to be teared apart by anyone who is available to do so. I think while he is there in hiding, he should be able to help to secure peace in his country. Because to be honest with you, my brother, I don't think ZANU-PF will be removed by someone who go in hiding and then they say whatever they say. We have got a lot of people who have done that. Some even bigger people with big names. So, you know, I would think that it's better for you while we are in hiding there to help us to create peace.
Thank you, Mr. Vusangu. Thank you so much, Mr. Vusangu. Before you respond, Mr. Mzaka Ngulube, let's put into mind that, you know, there is a chamber application, an urgent chamber application that has been filed by Ipech Lukazulu, Zapu and others, was seeking to bar Mnangagwa and others from exhuming, you know, the bones of people who were killed during the Kukura Hundi atrocities. So, Mr. Ngulube, I think you can respond to what Mr. Vusangu is saying.
Okay, in the first place, I want to address my brother. I don't know what's his name. When I'm not in hiding in mountains or in a hole where there's no media, this is now the fourth, if not the fifth generation, where I am. So the next, what this brother should understand, even George, who my central committee member was here on, we had an interview with you, Gibbs, he acknowledged that we've got problems. And it's actually, what I was simply saying is that my brother is singing for his supper. Because he's in ZANU-PF, he will say anything to defend him, Mnangagwa, for the sake of his stomach to be filled by food. Honestly, tell the truth, my brother, on the issue of Kukura Hundi that we are talking about, I think it's an insult to us as people from Matabeleland to tell us that you are addressing the issue of Kukurawundi, your president of Mnangagwa. Because we asked for Mnangagwa. Actually, there's a document that was written by what you call Matabeleland Collective. It was a collective of organization in Matabeleland. Right now, as this organization is more than 30. As we speak right now, the only people or an organization that is living, that remained there, is for Jenny Williams. The Matabeleland Collective pulled out, most of the organizations, they pulled out of this Matabeleland Collective. If you still remember, when Mnangagwa came to Bulawayo, he addressed all people, Izalwazi from rural areas, because the real people of that Matabeleland Collective were already moved out of that thing because it was dead. We are not here as Matabeleland people to sanitize Mnangagwa with what he did during Kukurawundi, killing our people. He's the one who was leading the killing of Matabeleland people. So that's the time when Mnangagwa called Mandebele. He called Ndebele people that they're Christians. The next thing that called was the mass murdering of Ndebele people. Right now, Mnangagwa declared on national TV that is under attack with the bad apples, with dark forces. My brother, they came to my house, they broke my house, they asked, it was all over media. The next thing, they abducted my niece. And what you mind, I'm coming from prison with the case that I was false accused with this thing. Right now, we've got people who have died, including Tsvangirai, who was poisoned by you guys, ZANU-PF people. Because you only want, you think Zimbabwe is ZANU-PF. You don't think of other people. We really need peace. I'm one of the people who, even if you still remember, I once wrote an article when Mnangagwa was being fired, doing water jumping to whether Mozambique or whatever until he reached South Africa. I actually condemned what Mugabe was doing. I'm a Zimbabwean. That's it. That's all. But when someone is not doing the right thing, I should stand up for our people, for Zimbabweans. Uti, this thing is wrong. So, my brother, you are very wrong there. You've got the wrong narrative about the Kukurawundi issue. Why? You should, from now, go and ask Mnangagwa, why is he refusing to apologize first? We need a proper apology. We don't need people like Jenny Williams who have been bribed, and this Siam Iran, who have been bribed to sanitize Mnangagwa, my brother. We really need talks. For how long have we been talking about it? Can we talk as Zimbabweans and address our issues? That's why I said no. As Zimbabweans, should find our own solutions as Zimbabweans. But Mnangagwa is not a listening president, as he is saying. He is indicating right, turning left.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngulube. Let's hear what people are saying about what is going on in Zimbabwe right now. So they sent us messages through WhatsApp. So let's just hear a little bit about what they are saying, because it seems as if some people are very, very angry about what is happening in Zimbabwe right now. So here we go.
Linjani basakazi ba Studio 7 labalaleli. Siyaluza udaba lokugrawundi. Abantu bonke kusukela 1980 kuseyafika iunity ezwa nkomo nomgabe izandwe zapho. Baphatheke uhluphekene abantu bemathebeleni yekugrawundi. Umuntu onkwezelwe kusukela 1980 kuseyafika u87. Basenkingeni abahlalisekanga lalamhlanje abaphilanga. Asidingi ubhadalwa kwakuyinto embili ya. Asidingi ukuthi kuhanjwe kuvulwa amathambo futhi abantu bafile into embi. Ukusalayo, amasosha la ebulala abantu aphilayo ngabuya ezexolisa, njalo futhi iningi labantu babaleka bachimizi yabo amaoveti amaningi alapha eSouth Africa. Yibo abangabe Mnangagwa ezekhulumisana layo, ngabuya nje ebhukhi stadium ekhulumisane labantu izakhamizi zasemathebelelendi zilapha eSouth Africa. Futhi asobantu bekugrawundi kuphela. Abanye lokhu befihlwa lamanje, lokhu becatshwa, labo bazagejwa yini bona abantu balokhu betshaywa, abanye befihlwa, uzenza njani ngabo futhi? Yena ubaba uMnangagwa njalo lokhu esebhizi ngalokhu.
Okhulumayo ngubusani Mphuma enkaya komazambane Scott, Ndunamu Sopo. No, asazi ukuthi ZANU-PF bonke laba bantu bayizonda na noma bayisukela. Bonke nje abantu bomhlaba abangathi kuphulwa amalungelo abantu eZimbabwe. Bona uma besithi akukho njalo, ukuthi kambe bonke laba bantu bayizitha zeZANU-PF noma bayizonda iZANU-PF. Kunjenjena msakazi, izwe lethu silizonde thina. kodwa indlela ebuswa ngayo yilo elingayisiyo. Bafowethu abantu bahlukumezeka ekhaya, leyo into esingeke siphike futhi esingeke sithini. Alikhize eligcwele amasotsha, amasotsha iphonga ukubonakala ebantwini. Thina silapha eSouth Africa, abekhona amasotsha ngesikhathi se-lockdown, kodwa manje saphindisele ezinkambeni ngoba amasotsha vele alodlame, akubona abantu okufuza ukuthi bahlale ebantwini. Le ndlela abatrithwa ngayo nxa besekutraining ayiyona nje indlela yokuthi umuntu wakhona engahlala ebantwini. Please bantizana, ikizama ukuthi ihloniphe abantu, ihloniphe ilungele loluntu. Asizondi ZANU-PF, sizonda izenzo zayo.
Ukuze lithole ulwazi, tholani lokwabanye lokuthile. Kade sibe ngifonelana lomunye omunye osebenza esigabeni sikahulumende, sithi kuzakuba lokuyi-tight security kusasa ngokuvikela, kumbe kuthiwa ufuna ukugenqula umnankakho wangikhona lo. So esikubonayo kunzima hlobo ezithandekayo, ngoba sikhangela ukuthi inkakhulu ku-transport lapha sihlutshwa ukuthi amabhasi alestik esibabizupo, they are free ukuthwala and athwala abantu more than the number efunakalayo. But any combi engelastika loba ibhasi engelastika ingazama ukuthi yenze njalo and ihlibotsho ukuthi kangikwazi ukuthi corona angikhona yona istikeni esibhalwe zupho ihlibalekele khatshana ithini. Hayi, sicelani bake dadi siphosele emoni zethu ezingazeli zingabonakale zazakala.
So here we're listening to some of the people who sent us audios, and they are saying various things here. The first one was talking about, you know, the remains of people that were killed during the Kukuraundi atrocities. So he says there's absolutely no reason why those people can be exhumed without following proper procedures. So he's not happy about that. And he says maybe the president can do some kind of help to himself by going, let's say, to South Africa in a stadium where he can address some people that actually fled the country because of the Kukuraundi atrocities. So he says that will help a lot. And then with another person who is saying that, you know, the problem is people don't hate ZANU-PF. They hate the manner in which ZANU-PF does a lot of things. So people are not really, really happy at all. Marvelous.
Aiwa kunao tangatiru kunzwa kubwa kuneva mweva. Tere nivedu vipa Studio 7 na mangawachipa fungwa zabo panyaya yeshu kuitika munika Parijino. I understood, I think he said something, and Mr. Vusango from ZANU-PF was asking, why would Mr. Ngulube be here on social media saying that he's in hiding? And then Mr. Ngulube said, no, but the kind of hiding that's there today is different from before, because you can be in hiding, but you can also be able to send out information about what's going on. Saka vavusango vanga vitora ivo kuti vari kuwanda parizvino nokuti vari kuziva kuti vari kutsvagwa. Asi vavusango vezvanopiwa vanga vari kufunza kuti ko sei mimi vangurube muri kuti muri kuwanda apa muri pano paprogram muchitaura zviri kuitika kwamuri. Zvinoita here kuti munhu ari kuwanda ange ari paprogram parizvino? Saka vangurube vakati aiwa, kuwanda kwemazuva ano kwakasiyana nekuti parizvino unogona kunge wakawanda asi uri pachivhitivhiti uchitaura pari kuitika. Vakataura zvakare kuti ivo vakatombotaura nyaya yavamunangagwa mushure mekunge vamunangagwa vawanikwa ivo vachinzi vatiza vachienda kuSouth Africa mushure mekunge vamugabe vabviswa pachigaro. Vakati aiwa, hakusi kuti ivo vari kuti ivo vari kushora zvimwe zvakawanda, asi parizvino havasi kuunzwa kuti ivo vakachengetedzeka munyika yeZimbabwe. Saka ndosaka parizvino vari kuwanikwa ivo vari kuzviti vari kukwanisa kunge vakawanda. Gibbs.
Miss Bebe, so I think you are back right now. So tell us a bit about your kind of opinion about what is taking place in Zimbabwe right now, and how best can all these issues can be resolved, in your own opinion.
First of all, I would like to correct this, my brother who was speaking in Shona.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong to say we need to bury the Kukuraundi issue. The president needs to engage the people of Matabeleland to testify, not bury the issue, because it's a painful past that can never be buried. You see? Mm-hmm. Tell us off if you say we need to engage people so that we can bury this to ground the issue once and for all. No, that thing can never be buried.
Yeah, I would like to come in after that. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
And then secondly, like what is happening in Zimbabwe, as I had said before, the president, in my opinion, I think he's the one. If I were to maybe engage the president one day, what I can advise him is he needs to take these things seriously. He needs to come out there and let people know how he feels about these things. Because right now it looks like he doesn't even know what is happening in his own country. And that is wrong. People cannot keep disappearing. People cannot keep on, like, being brutalized the way things are happening. It's very sad. And then there's not even once when we hear the president coming out, like, one thing may be the accountability of the missing persons, or they're trying to find out those being brutalized, like, who exactly is behind everything. I think that's what we need from the president at the moment, because I believe he is the one person who has all the power to stop whatever is happening right now. Because if him, as the most powerful man in the country, cannot stop what is happening and he's powerless when it comes to what is happening, then it's very sad, because the citizens are going to continue being brutalized and with no one to defend them. It's a sad scenario.
Yes,
Tolufa, I'm going to say, Mongamel, when these women are going to Avantu. Right now, Avantu Avala Muntu, Avantu Avantu Bakang, and the Guyena, Mongamel. I believe Uti, we are going to start to start a long garden. The way Avantu Agatebe Messava and Aponum Garden, the Sandaralan Yildela. Esayenzakala la manje. And I think yena mayanga sukuma phansi atho right now ukuthi lento needs to stop. A engage labo abantu abaresponsible at the top ukuthi kube yibo ababona ukuthi uZulu uphephile, umphakathi uphephile. I believe ukuthi into zonke lezi zizophela. Kodwa yena njengopresident mayezikhulele kumbe la uyesaba. Then we should impagati uzoba helpless forever. Agulanto zosiza impagati. Abantu bazohlala benyamalala. Abantu bazohlala bechaywa. Besenziwani zonke lezi zinto ezenzakalayo. Angiboni ukuthi yena upresident engathi kakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani elizweni lakhe right now. Ngoba these days kule social media ukhona kuTwitter, ukhona kuFacebook. I'm sure zonke izinto ezenzakalayo somehow. Noma at least I know he's a very busy man. But I'm sure kumele kube khona ngelinye ilanga even abantu abakhe endlini bangamtshela ukuthi baba kule nto enje eyenzakalayo right now elizweni.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mabhebhe. So Mr. Vusango, your reaction to what she's saying. Very perfect.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I want to thank my sister who just spoke there. One thing I want my sister to know is I think she didn't maybe probably get me very well when I said bury the issue. I think I said the president is engaging. And engagement, my sister, comes with, you know, a lot of things that you are discussing. It's a round table discussion where he came. And I said it very well that he came to listen, my sister, to listen to the victims, to those relatives of the victims. Okay. So that he can hear and see how he can move forward. And I said, there is a series of these round tables coming up. And I think, my sister, it's very unfair also for you to have a president who is humbling himself, coming to Matabeleland to listen, to hear, than the former president we had, who was actually the president when this thing happened. So I think you are very unfair for yourself and for people like us as well. Now going to the second thing. Let me finish you. You got your time, my sister. I think let's respectfully, you know, I get my time. I didn't interrupt you. So now, when it comes to the issue of Kukurawundi, my sister, one thing I want you to know, Kukurawundi issue does not only bother the Matabeleland people. It bothers also us as Shonas. I'm a Karanga, and it bothers me that I have relatives who are Ndebele. Okay? So the president himself also He also has some relatives who are Ndebeles as well. So the Gukurahun issue, let's not keep on making it a tribal issue. It's no longer a tribal issue, my sister. It's now a national issue. That's why it's on a national agenda. So let's not try to continue a preaching tribalism. For the moment we continue, say the president does not understand what he's doing, you know, the people from Matabeleno suffered. We all know. We also suffered. We are not here to say that it happened, so it's good. No, it's not good for anyone. It's not good for the country. We want that to be erased from the history of our country. That's why we are trying to do this dialogue so that people
can be erased. That will never be erased. He can engage to appease,
yes,
not to erase.
Because you are not understanding, what I mean by erased is that we are not going to continue having this issue being talked about. Now we are talking about this issue over and over. The president is dealing with this so that in the future, tomorrow...
We're going to talk about this forever.
Yes,
we can never erase this issue, my brother.
Look at what happened in South Africa. In South Africa, Botha and the apartheid killed South Africans. But what did Mandela do? The South Africans now, they are working hand in hand with their white brothers in South Africa. And South Africa's economy is growing. There is no tribal issues in South Africa. We, our people, when they go to South Africa, they are actually suffering tribalism. But South Africans, they've got more tribes than we have in Zimbabwe. But you and I, we want to continue arguing about tribalism as if it's one of us is being tribal. I'm not being tribal, so don't bring that tribalism to me. I'm not tribal. I want the issue of Gukurahun to be dealt with so that in the future my children are not going to meet a Ndebele child and still talk about tribalism. This is what I'm talking about, my sister. So please wake up from your sleep and understand. We want this to be dealt with. Thank you.
So now, let's turn to Mr. Ngulube. Mr. Ngulube, I think you understand where these two are coming from. And at the end of the day, is Mr. Mnangagwa the right person to actually tackle this issue?
Basically, I think maybe this issue as this brother is saying, the issue of Gukurahundi. Yes, of course, it's a tribal thing because it was a way of silencing or reducing the number of Ndebeles. Automatically, they were trying to crush the Nkomo tribe during that time. Of course, at our age, we should desist from the issue of using tribalism. Mm-hmm. I believe myself, maybe I became popular with it. We should see each other as brothers and sisters. Whether we're Shona or Ndebele, we should be one people. But now, the issue that we fought, Mnangagwa is the perpetrator of Gukurahundi. He's the one who caused the Gukurahundi. So he cannot be the accused, the defense lawyer. He cannot be everything, the judge, the magistrate of the issue. What we want from Mnangagwa is a proper way of acknowledging by apologizing to the people of Matabele. That's the same thing. When we asked even Robert Mugabe, we need him. We don't need his money. We don't need him to go and bribe people like Jane Williams, Williams and Miss Emran. We want Mnangagwa to humble himself, call a meeting, the chiefs, the affected people, the victims. We also want this thing to be actually resolved. We need to move forward as a country. Yes, but in the right way. We also need accountability in this issue. We should take accountability of this Gukurahundi issue. They acknowledge they really did this thing. They are apologizing to people for much. And also to stop with immediate effect in the issue of still abducting and also killing people from Matabele land. Because it's still happening. So how are we going to listen to Mnangagwa and still persecuting our people? You saw what happened in our houses. You saw the way they were abducting people, the way they did to Jawanda, the nephew to Matutu, they did to Nokolo. The same thing that was done by the guys of the 5th Brigade, but they used a knife to remove my niece's clothes in Ngqam, just imagine using a knife. The same thing that was happening when they were ripping off, when they ripped off the bellies of pregnant people during Gukurahundi. The problem that we do that is that Mnangagwa is denying what they did. They should take accountability, acknowledge the ground, not to bring other people like the hungry people like Omonzro wants to come back to parliament and want employment from now on. It was a civil war. Who were they fighting? Were they fighting old people in rural areas to remove, killing people in that current manner? So what we are saying, we are saying the issue should be solved, but in a right way that is going to satisfy the people of Machabele land. This brother of mine who was talking, let me tell you, my brother, I'm Joseph Mzatsanguluwe. I'm a leader from Machabele. I'm 35 years old. We had leaders like Joshua Mkawo Nkomo. They are now late. They died before finishing the conclusion in this issue. We now expect Mnangagwa to engage the people from Machabele. I'm also a leader. Being a leader doesn't mean I have to be in ZANU-PF for MTC and become an MP. I'm a leader. The fact that I stand up and fight for people from Machabele means I'm a leader there. Mnangagwa should engage the right people. We want Mnangagwa to go back to the document that was written by the really Machabele and the collective. We want him to solve the ground issue, but let him be a listening president.
Thank you, Mr. Ngulube. Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Ngulube. Mapepe, ngena ngesindebele khonapho la ngasikhiwa. Just briefly, so siya kumavelas. Go ahead.
Mina into engayitho ukuthi like njengoba ubhude ekhuluma, angiqondanga ukuthi ngifake ubandlululo, but there is no way we can mention because igugurawundi and tribalism goes hand in hand. There is no way ukuthi ungathi ukhuluma ngegugurawundi and then bese ukuthi wena itribalism ayisebenzi. Into eyayivele icala ugugurawundi to begin with yilo ubandlululo lwelo njengoba umzaca esithi. And then enye into ehluphayo right now eyenza abantu bengathi sabayiyamukeli le nto inhliziyo zabantu bamathebhelele nzilukhungu i-marginalization ekhona. As long as bengalungisanga leyo nto leyo abantu bamathebhelele bezizwe nabo ukuthi bangabantu endaweni yakibo, ngenye into ezohlala isihlupha ngoba noma singafuni ukuthi sithi kungathiwa ngilo bandlululo, but abantu bengazizwa ukuthi bona they belong in that country, akulanto esiyabe siyilungisa. Kuyakufana nokuthi siyadlala. So mina ngiqondanga ukuthi ngibandlulule, but asikwazi ukuthi sikhulume nge-ground vele singamenshini ubandlululo.
Ye, kufana sikuthiwa ma.
So what I'm trying to say is that the ground issue goes hand in hand with the tribalism. There is no way we can say we're trying to correct the ground past without mentioning tribalism. And the other thing I think that's causing all this is the marginalization. Like the people of Machabele don't feel that they belong, like they have equal rights in that country. The same rights that the people from Mashonaland have. I think that's where the other problem is coming from. So that needs to be fixed as well if we need to move past the Kukurawundi issue and the tribalism issue. We should fix the marginalization as well.
Thank you very much, Marvelous.
Thank you. Can I come also, please? I need to respond.
Yes,
to
go ahead.
These questions are directed to us.
Go ahead.
So I think what I believe Brother Gibbs is that when we dialogue in Zimbabwe, when we dialogue, and you know, I my sister and my brother who have had hearts about what happened in the past. Okay, that tribalism was there before Gugurawundi. Let's be very clear about that. There was always tribalism in Zimbabwe before Gugurawundi, because we have tribes. Whenever you have tribes, you have got issues. That's why if you live in a country where there's racism and they are black and they are white people, you're still gonna have racism. Is gonna be there. But it's how we handle ourselves to move forward, and how do we make our country prosper. The most important thing is what we need to do is when we dialogue, let's understand that we are all in the same boat. What you are wishing for is exactly what everybody in Mashonaland is actually wishing for. That's why the president is actually taking time to go to Matabeleland, right? He's not doing there because he wants people from Matabele to vote for him. It's not because of that. So now I'm seeing that when we continue dialoguing, it will bring our country, you know, back into a social state where we are all socializing with no problems. People can freely move and go anywhere with no issues. The issue of looking down at the president while he is trying to do this initiation. It will actually not help us. Because look at Rwanda. In Rwanda, I think the genocide in Rwanda probably was even worse than in Zimbabwe. We are not saying it was good. It was bad. We don't need genocide in any country. As Africans, we don't need that. The Velez and Shonas, we are brothers at the end of the day. So now, look at where Rwanda is now. And when did the genocide in Rwanda happen? And what is stopping Zimbabweans from becoming like Rwandese so that our country could also be back to be the breadbasket of Africa? We are the ones, my sister and my brother, my sister Ngulube and my brother Bebe. We are the ones who can actually turn this country. My brother, you are almost the same age with me. I'm sure my sister is a little bit maybe the same also. But we are the leaders of tomorrow. We want to sit side by side tomorrow and see what we can do with our country. But we cannot do it if we are not recognizing each other right now. If you are doing something that is good and you are trying to initiate the talks to see what we can do about the Gukurahundi issue, we want our brothers in Matabeleland and our sisters in Matabeleland to understand that this is a good initiation. You should be thankful for this development because this has not been there before. So we are moving towards the right direction. But if we are trying to do the positive thing and you are actually saying, no, it's not the right way, then what do you want things to be? Do you want people to sit back and just leave it? Like what happened to Robert Mugabe, who left it? He leave it, and then the next president will say, why me? I don't know anything. I'm leaving it as well. Is that what we want?
Thank you very much. Can you put that in Shona? In Shona, please.
I'm a president. I'm going to my initiation. Twitter peace. Nekuti nyaya yekukura hundi ikwanise kuti itwe resolve. Zvinhu zvakanaka zvokuti isu mabrothers nemasisters vekumatebelele tinofanira kutenda mukuru wenyika nezvaari kuita. Nokuti mukuru wenyika haasi kumanikidzwa kuita zvaari kuita. Anogona kungoti I'm not gonna deal with nyaya yekukura hundi and hapana zvomunomita. And hapana kana any Shona or Ndebele can do to him. He can actually say I'm not doing it. But he is humbling himself vachiinda kumatebelele kunonzwa vachiterera as he said he's a listening president. When you say, as a listening president, but last week in Matabeleland, if you go and sit down with the Van Vakanga civil society, Avakanga Sangana, Matabeleland, Van Vesaka, Babam Sangana, Vachifara, President, Vedanga Yara, Vachitaria, Matabeleland. That's being a listening president in English. So what I'm saying is, Gati Save, Van Vango Shora, Jerigitua, Nesano PF, Nomkuru Nika. Nokuti can attack Eroka, especially if you are tine issue yekuRwanda yegenocide yakaitika kuRwanda. Tikatarisa kuti kuRwanda, genocide yekuRwanda yakaitika rini. Genocide yekuZimbabwe, what do you call the Gukurahundi, yakaitika rini. But Rwanda in part in us. Munyika mavo. Vanhu vekuRwanda kana ukatarisa even ukaenda pa YouTube ukatarisa. Vanhu vekuRwanda havachina problem ye genocide anymore. Nyika yavo yakubudirira nokuti vakaita resolve their issues. Vakomana kumatebeleland nevasikana kumatebeleland. We are one people, one country, we want to resolve this issue. We want to resolve this issue. Saka kana vakaramba vachisiyana president aya anozorizova ndiani nokuti inini kana ndikazeta president mangwana ndinomutaurira kuti nyaya yekukurahundika handinei nayo because payakaitwa ndandichitori mwana mudoko ndiri nemaproblems akaitika before. I have got better things to do and you can't do nothing to me.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. Ngatitendei mukuru wenyika nebasa raari kuita.
Thank you very much, but I think we've lost Marvelous's audio. We cannot hear her. So I think she'll come back and join us again. So now, Baba Mzaka, just 1 minute, Mombasa, Valuteret.
Okay, the problem is that he is the accused in this ground issue, and he cannot be the accused witness and the judge in this in one case. We should go back, like right now, we've got an issue. This ZANPF, they are denying. I said we need acknowledgement. The people, the ZANPF, Nangagwa should acknowledge and with his colleagues that this ground thing happened. We need accountability of what happened. And then the atonement on the issue, how are we going to resolve this thing moving forward? He said he should be arrested or what? We need proper procedure. Because this, let me just go back to this brother of mine who said, if he becomes the president, he will just forget. This issue is going to haunt even the next generation of our kids, even the Shona kids that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
This thing should be solved once and for all. I once said to Uti in one of the articles that Nangakwa should make sure this guy is Nangakwa's and the Shiris before he passed away. They should address the issue of Kukuraundi. Because by leaving it hanging right now, they are creating something that is very bad to the next generation. It won't stop. Honestly, because this thing, it was related to us by our fathers, our grandmothers. We are also relating this thing to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
They are asking how it happened. Killing people like that, serial kids are betraying them that. This thing should be solved. Even whoever the president who come, whether he's young, will be 17, and tries to know this thing, it will erupt one day.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Gurube. Marvelous.
Ndandafunza vavhusango kuti saka vari kuona remangwana renyika rakamira sei mushure mwezviri kutaurwa navangu Rube nevamwe.
Mr. Vhusango.
Ini ndiri kuona nyaya yekukura hundi ichiita come to be resolved. Nokuti initiations acho akatotanga and the first meeting yakanga iri very positive. Kureva kutoti next meeting yakatosetwa. Saka vanhu vari involved vari kutoenda kunoita madiscussions aya zvokuti vana vanguruve havana navabhebhe havade vakanga varivo vanhu vokumushavo ikoko vachibvunzavo vachikwanisa kudekwa kuti kana zvibvumidzwa vachitoendavo ikoko kumadiscussions vanoendavo nokuti president vari kuteerera ende vari kuda kuti nyaya iyi iitwe resolve. Saka ini ndoda kuti ramangwana rezimbabwe rinenge rakatojeka nokuti nyaya iyoyi ikagadziriswa hatichazorambi tine nyaya iyoyi kumatebeleland vevanhu vekumatebeleland havachazorambi futi vachidi vachifila kunge vari kuitwa sideline pa-development and social activities and everything for the country nokuti president vedu ava vari kuratidza kuti munhu ari kuda kutoti matebeleland ibudirire. Saka sometimes zvatinofanira kuita sevanhu ndozvokuti ngatiregei kuda kuruma ruoko kuri kuda kutipa chikafu nokuti tiri kuda kutofidwa president vari kuda kutipa peace kumatebeleland nestability nedevelopment. Saka zvinhu zvanga zvisiripo zvinhu zvisakamboitwa kumatebeleland before kubva patakahwina nyika yedu muna 1980. Saka ndiri kuti vanhu vekumatebeleland ngavave nepatience uye vakwanisewo kuunderstanda kuti vaite mwoyo murefu vachitenda president nezvavari kuita nokuti kana vakati ivo munhu akauya achida kukuteerera iwe wakumurova munhu iyeye kana kuti wakumutaura kuti iwewendiwe pepetreta. Saka ava brother vangu vanga vachitaura ava brother vangu Nguluve bebe vatengi kana vachiti Mnangagwa president Mnangagwa ndivo vanga vari accused but vari kuti kudivo vanoda kuti nyaya iitwe resolve then you see now we start like going around on circle president venyika kana muchiti vari accused vakaenda riko court vakachajwa kunzi is accused which court said he was accused. We can't do that. Let's not put a case on someone unless they are accused. It's very dangerous. We don't want to continue creating volatile situations in Zimbabwe. Tirikuda kugadzisa nyaya yekukura hundi ikwanisike kuti iite resolve.
Thank you very much, Miss Pepe. 10 seconds, your last word.
We mustn't try and suppress this issue. Lento into kumu enzakalayo. Yenu president needs to engage abantu bemathebeleland. Try as hard as he can to appease.
Thank you.
Abantu bezwa ubuhlungu.
Thank you very much. I think there's no extra time here. Marvelous.
Yeah,
so we will take our guest this evening, Mr. Regis Vhusango of ZANU PF. We also wish to thank Mr. Joshua Timzata Ngulube. He is a political activist. And Ms. Vivian Pepe, she's also a political activist. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kips Dube.
I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of COVID-19. And by the way, this is a pre-recorded program, so by the time you watch this, the figures may have changed.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.